This episode sounds like bliss because we're chatting about, wait for it, sovereignty and sensuality. Yes, we are. It's happening. It's going down. Let's go.
Say hello to that exhale and to those goosebumps and to that moment of truth or beauty or generosity. Here we will explore struggles and celebrations and devotions, the stuff that life's made of. There will be deep thoughts, interrupted often by belly laughs, because that's also how life works. Some spoken word because, you know, sometimes nothing says it quite like a poem. Conversations with friends, new and old, and soul riffs straight out of my noggin and my heart and into your headphones. I am your host, Tara, and you're listening to Sounds Like Bliss. Welcome.
Welcome back, my friends. We are at episode 4, and we are exploring two words today. I'm so excited about this conversation. I'm interested to see where it goes. We have sovereignty and sensuality on the menu today as we continue in this series of attuning to values and states of being and words that are their own worlds. I hope that since you've been listening to these episodes, you've started to think about how you can imbue, how you can both tune into elements and aspects of your life, and also how you can imbue them with your own meaning and your own signature dance moves and personal spicy flavor, you know? But wow, sovereignty and sensuality, my goodness, I'm interested to see how these two dance today. As you can tell from the last few episodes, there's a cadence. These words kind of build upon each other. In our last episode, we explored curiosity and attunement. We're going to dive into sovereignty now. Sovereignty is a huge word going around at the moment. I feel like we're all talking about it. I feel like it's largely misunderstood. Sometimes I feel people pull away from the energetics of sovereignty because they think it's about building walls around them or creating separation between themselves and others. And that's not really quite it, guys. If that's what you're thinking, sorry to tell you, but you're misunderstanding sovereignty altogether. Sovereignty was introduced to me in its fullness. And I really do mean introduced to me. Like my mentor, Hero Berger, introduced me to the being that is sovereignty. Like reintroduced me. It's like, Tara, this is what sovereignty is. Please meet it. Start being in relationship with it. Start cultivating it within yourself. And my life has never been the same. And now it's really the cornerstone of what I create, the communities that I foster and nurture, and certainly the boundaries that construct the beautiful world in which I live. So let's have a little bit of a chat about sovereignty. This is just going to be a dot by dot bullet point introduction for you. Really, we could talk about this for years, but we'll give it a crack. We'll give it a crack. So sovereignty, owning, claiming, reclaiming, amplifying and recharging your own life force, your own energy. Sovereignty is about being in right relationship with life and everything that makes life what it is. Right relationship. Sovereignty is reflected in empowered behavior. Sovereignty is reflected in people who are owning their own data, their own stories, who aren't displacing their power, who aren't victimizing themselves. And I want to say here, there's a real difference between someone could genuinely be a victim of a circumstance. And I'm not talking about that. And I think you know that. I'm talking about what's going on in the infrastructure of our brain and our bodies that we are creating stories and narratives out of that continue to perpetuate the same real stinking thinking. Like, sovereignty will not, if you embrace sovereignty in your body and in your life, there will no longer be any room for that nonsense. So sovereignty is about sacred boundaries, and we'll have another episode about that at some point, because again, I feel boundaries are just so misunderstood. But it's about really knowing yourself, starting to formulate a relationship with the essence of your soul, and then creating systems, whether they are physical systems or energetic systems or processes or scaffolding in your life that supports your incarnation here on this earth. I mean, no big deal, guys. No big deal, you know. But this goes back to the very first episode. You know, for me to be in a sovereign relationship with time and technology and to cultivate that depth that I want with my own beingness and soul, and I'm sorry, but I don't start opening apps on my phone until after I have given myself the gift of my own being in the morning. That would be what it means to be in a sovereign relationship with time and technology. It means that, as my mentor would say, that you are the queen of your kingdom. You are the queen of your inner resources. Technology does not need to do this to you. Time does not need to do this to you. People do not need to do this to you. Are you claiming your power in the situation? Sovereignty, you do not give over your power to people or places or situations or circumstances, knowingly or unknowingly. And there are tools that you can use and practices that you can improve upon to enhance this, you know, because a lot of the time what we're doing is we're giving over a lot of our power completely unconsciously. We're not cognizant of what's happening. But once you become sensitive to it, you can nip that in the bud and you can use tools to reclaim yourself. All the parts of yourself that are spewing out into the world, you can collect all of them back up. So it's your soul that has the steering wheel, not your phone, not your calendar, not your beloved, not your community or your team or the weather. None of that. You. Sovereignty is asking for what you truly need. So this is one thing I think that people misunderstand when it comes to this word. Sovereignty, it's about, yes, being the queen of our own inner resources or the king of our own inner resources, but it's also about being in relationship with the ecology around us, and it comes back to collaborative leadership, you know, collaboration on the subtlest of forms and on the most physical of forms. So it's having that conversation with someone when we identify that we are in need, it's asking for what we truly need so that we can leverage that community. Sovereignty, it's letting go of the empath story that is not serving you so much right now. It's not serving you. I mean, if you feel as though you are an empowered empath, great. But if this story of being an empath that's destroying your energy field, if that's not serving you, then having a practice that amplifies the sovereignty within you as a soul quality, it will restore spiritual resilience so that you can carry on and do your work without being wiped out all the time, you know? It's about developing a relationship with every part of yourself so that you can relate to more of the world. And I mean that. Can you relate to the 3-year-old within you who is so afraid of being abandoned? Can you instead meet her and love her and take care of her so that you can meet and love and take care of other aspects of abandonment in the world? Right? Can you meet and love and offer care to the 21-year-old part of you who is so lost and ashamed, full of so much self-hatred? Because if you can meet that part of you and offer love and healing and attention, then you can meet those aspects in the world as well. And this is when true healing can happen. Sovereignty is about honoring the sovereignty of others in our lives. Because codependency and judgment and controlling, it strips you in an attempt of stripping them of their sovereignty. Just feel that for a second. When I teach Rebels of Light, we make a very clear point of this, you know, because we're teaching these principles in my program. And what we need to understand that is as we do this work, we need to celebrate someone else who comes to us with their boundaries intact, with their sovereignty shining, with their sense of themselves so sure. And we need to not take that personally, right? It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful thing. So let's move on now to sensuality. Sensuality. I'm exploring this a lot at the moment. I am no expert on the matter, I will tell you that. But I am enjoying attuning to the essence of this word and this state of being. We look it up in the dictionary and it simply says the enjoyment, expression or pursuit of physical, especially sexual pleasure. But for me, the more that I tune into this, it's the exploration and experience of sex as life or life as sex. I'm reminded of Stanley Kunitz, something that he wrote about poetry and about life, and he said that everything is erotic. Everything is of the world of the erotic. You know, just recently I was in Hawaii and my sister, my soul sister Vanessa, and I, we were exploring, in the presence of these magnificent banyan trees. I'd never seen anything like it. This ecology of trees that were reaching out for one another and, you know, moving in the same direction as one another, and the root systems were completely visible. We were walking all over the root systems. And I just remember standing there at the center of all this and looking up and looking around and thinking, everything here is just, it's just a great big orgy. Like everything is in a perpetual state of sex right now. And I felt that energy in my body as I was looking at it. And I felt it moving up my spine and I felt it in my breath. Oh, wow. Wow. And it got me thinking about sensuality and even sex energy in a totally different way. Everything is just making love constantly, all the time. The condition of being pleasing or fulfilling to the senses, life can dazzle us with its sensuality, with its color. This is another definition of the word. I think about the enlivenment in my womb. When I think about sensuality, I think about multi-sensory living. So sensuality can present itself or can be sensed or felt in the cadence of a poem or the beat of that lyricless track or the texture of cashmere on my skin. It's beyond sex. It's beyond self-pleasure. It's a creative energy. I see sensuality as a way for us to free shadow aspects of ourselves, you know, that within us that is taboo. And we can do that through breath and movement and touch. And we can, in this way, we can really free ourselves. Because again, if we go back to that word sovereignty, if we cannot meet and love and embrace the sensuality within us, then how are we to relate to that in life? We cannot. We cannot relate to that which we do not own within us. And so exploring sensuality as not even something that we do, but it's a state that we enliven within ourselves. And something really interesting that I felt into recently, I definitely recommend that everybody listen to the Humanity podcast. My beautiful friends, Mackenzie and Michael, It's a podcast of theirs. And I was listening to Mackenzie so eloquently talk about sensuality. I want to share with you what she said, but you can listen to this in more detail in episode 3 of the Humanity podcast. But she was talking about how in time she's cultivated an awareness of this energy within herself and the ways in which she can circulate it around her body. And she's interested in this energy being something that is generative within her and certainly something that she can offer to her beloved, but she no longer wants that energy to be leaky in the world. And she mentioned how the more she matures, the more modest she becomes in the world at large because, in her words, she has embraced compassion as it comes to this. So she's a beautiful young woman and she doesn't want her sensuality, her sex energy to be a source of distraction for the outside world. She doesn't want people's hooks attaching to her solar plexus, in other words. She doesn't want the energy or attention of people that are not welcome to penetrate her, to hook into her. She doesn't want to distract people from what they're here to do. And isn't that an interesting aspect? Isn't that an interesting angle at which to look at this? I thought that was worth mentioning here today. It's something that I've been playing with in my mind as I look at really exploring the sensuality that is within my own soul and within my own body. And as I look at the balance between empowering that and bringing that out in me, I ask myself, well, who is this for? Is this something that needs to be broadcasted? Or is this something that I can instead reserve for my beloved? And as it comes to the world at large, maybe I can offer this radiance in a way that involves more innocence. I do not want hooks in me. Do you want hooks in you? Do you want to distract people from their purpose, from their incarnation? Really interesting. And there's no right or wrong here. Just posing this to you as we continue to explore. So the question there is, what is the link between sovereignty and sensuality? If you are the queen of your kingdom, how much space is sensuality taking up in your kingdom? Would you like to enliven it more? Would it serve you to look at life as a kaleidoscopic playground in which everything's making love and that is the crux of creation? If sensuality were to take shape in your body, how would your body move? How would your body move? And you can feel this in your body now. If you like, we can cue this up. And you just ask your body, show me what sensuality feels like. Sensuality sounds like bliss to me. The 2019 experience of Rebels of Light is finally here. And she is so much more than a mentoring program. She is a way of being. A full-bodied, fully breathing code for living a truly powerful life, which has room for deep feeling, healing, and freedom. Through a combination of subtle and sensational stillness practices, monthly mentoring, group discussions, guest teachers, and weekly dares, a container will be created for you to alchemize your life like never before. She awaits your participation with anticipation, as I do. So head on over to tarabliss.com.au to reignite that rebellion within you. Beauties, thank you for being here and tuning in today. I appreciate you. I'm grateful for you, as always. That's never going to change. If you found value in today's podcast, please subscribe to me. Subscribe to this. Share this with your socials. Do what you do. Tag some friends. Share with me what hit you in the heart today. What maybe something triggered you. Maybe something got you thinking about something in a different way. You can tag me on Instagram. I'm there at @Tara_Bliss. And if you're feeling really generous, leaving a review on iTunes will just simply help me get these thoughts and these sounds into even more eardrums. So thank you for that. For episode show notes, resources, and updates on what I have on offer for you, jump on over to tarabliss.com.au/episode4. That's episode followed by the number 4. And subscribe to my notes straight to your inbox. Have a beautiful moment right here and right now. Bye-bye now.